from the CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, several people injured and firefighters mopping up after an East Bay home erupts in flames overnight. What we're learning about that investigation, plus.
I cannot really fall asleep during the night.
Afraid for their safety, the major security breach at a university housing complex impacting hundreds of students.
And May is Mental Health Awareness Month. It's a topic many don't like to talk about. It's even harder for us black men. This morning, we're diving into the why.
8th of May, shots will ring out. In the Ukraine sky, but you will be free at last.
And later, the surprise performance at a subway station in Ukraine. You probably recognize that face and that voice. Good morning. It is Monday, May 9th. I'm Lynn Keats.
I'm Amanda Starr. And Tina, we're going to begin with Ann Makovic at the live news desk with your morning headlines. Ann.
Yes, starting off with some breaking news right now in the East Bay. Let's go there live. Three people badly injured in a house fire in Alameda this morning. At least one of them was severely burned. This is on Buena Vista Avenue, a one-story home that fire breaking out at around 3:30 a.m. Still no word on the cause. And an investigation underway into the cause of this fire at a hotel overnight. This is video from Citizen app of firefighters outside of the Rose Hotel in San Francisco. It's on 6th Street. No word on how much damage was done there. And new video overnight from Russia's Victory Day celebration. President Putin reiterating his accusation that the West left him no choice but to invade Ukraine. He stopped short of signaling a wider war mobilization, but vowed to capture the Donbas region. Let's look at your overnight headlines, guys.
All right, Ann, thanks so much. We're going to take a look at our weather and traffic now with Gianna and Darren. And this weekend, we saw a lot of changes. I live out in the East Bay, and it was so windy yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nice thing is the wind won't be as big an issue. But the pattern that made it windy is sticking around. In other words, it's going to feel unusually cool for daytime highs, and there's a chance of rain. It's like this frustrating, like, rare, isolated, scattered shower scenario. Most of us won't get it, but... I think most of us also, you know somebody who said, hey, I got rained on yesterday. And it's, you know, they're at like odd random places. We had some in the North Bay yesterday. Gianna got some rain in Pacifica yesterday morning. Meanwhile, you look at the live picture from the top of the Salesforce Tower, and it's more clear sky than anything else. And that's what the majority of the next 2 days is going to look like. But one review of First Alert Doppler shows you why. That's not the forecast in you know, the whole story. You can see there are scattered showers out here right now. Few and far between, but most of us don't get anything. But if you happen to get one of them, and it could happen at any point, you get a good little show, maybe even a brief little downpour with them. Sunrise is coming up in a few minutes, so it's starting to look real pretty. It's cold out there. Santa Rosa, it's 35. Every other place here is mid to upper 40s. And if you look at daytime highs today, we're staying in the low 60s. Like everywhere, we'll do pretty much the same number. In general, it is low 60s today. I'll be back with the rest of the forecast in just a bit. Let's get over to Gianna, see how that drive looks.
It is starting to get busy this morning. If you're getting ready to make that drive over to the Bay Bridge, metering lights are now on. And we've got reports of a broken down vehicle on the upper deck near Treasure Island. So already causing all of this, all these brake lights here. So backed up almost to that 880 overpass. Give yourself a couple of minutes there if you're working your way across the span. Windy as well this morning. So we've got a wind advisory for the Bay Bridge as well as the Benicia Bridge, the San Mateo Bridge. So just be careful there. Right now, San Mateo Bridge, just a little busy westbound towards 101.
For the second time in 2 years, the master keys to a UC Berkeley housing complex have been stolen. The university made the announcement Friday night. They said the box that holds the key to all 974 units was taken. They're now scrambling to change everybody's locks out there, and that has residents of Berkeley Village on edge.
I cannot really fall asleep during the night if you have the thought like, oh, someone might break in during the night.
Mistakes happen. That's understandable. The same exact mistake twice within such a short period after complete assurances tells me that was empty, that they don't have a plan in place.
The university is giving free door chains and door stops to residents. University police officers are also stepping up patrols in the village. So far, there are no reports of any home burglaries connected to that key theft.
A popular mural in San Francisco's Chinatown has been replaced after it was targeted by vandals. The mural, known as the Tiger Dragon, was spray painted by taggers using profane language. So the decision was made to paint over it and start over. Now the store owner and the artist are collaborating on a new design that reflects Chinatown's culture and heritage. Well, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and many of us face the reality of living with a mental illness. It's no different than a simple cold, but so often when our minds are sick, there's shame attached to it.
And experts say the stigma is much stronger for Black men. And this morning, our Justin Andrews joins us in the studio to unpack some of the reasons some Black men resist therapy.
Yeah, this is something that we first have to unpack the why. We understand that we live in a world that doesn't always want us. Mental health doctors tell me the very existence of a Black man creates trauma, like getting profiled, encounters with police, and sometimes not even getting hired as easily as our counterparts. This morning, you'll get to know a guy who started therapy 2 years ago, and it has changed his life.
In a small pocket of San Francisco's Union Square, Robert Paul is posted on the building's outside.
It's all about the little details.
But if you never search inside, you'll never find
Laquan X. Bates.
He's a men's personal stylist, a visual manager in luxury retail.
There's something about somebody when they look good, they feel good, and they just present themselves differently in the world.
A brother knows his style.
It has honestly been life-changing.
For more than 10 years, Laquan has been changing the image of men.
What's up, Eric?
Helping them search for the perfect look. It was March 2020, COVID hit. Laquan realized he had to look past the clothes, the inside.
Something's gotta give. And then that's when I reached out to my current therapist now.
For 2 years now, Laquan and his therapist have been styling his mental health, making sure it's buttoned up.
These thoughts, and then there's some trauma from like childhood that I kind of haven't really addressed in my adult life.
Licensed psychologist Dr. Bedford Palmer is helping clients do that too.
Primarily, I see people who are people of color, primarily Black people, actually primarily Black men at this point.
There's a stigma around Black men and mental health. He says less emphasis should be placed on whether Black men resist therapy and focus on the why.
There are a lot of messages that say that Black men are lacking in some way. That can get caught up in the way that we talk about mental health, as if Black men are doing something wrong.
Dr. Palmer says for decades, Blacks have been mentally and physically abused by society. It gets internalized, leaving racial wounds and trauma mentally. So it's not surprising to him that Black men harbor feelings of mistrust.
And we get caught up in this kind of concept of bootstrapping, where we're supposed to pick ourselves up.
Even with his clients, Laquan has no problem unbuttoning his story.
And just knowing who Laquan is, and that's something I didn't quite know before.
Undressing the importance of mental health in his life.
Beautiful.
Because no matter how good he makes his clients look on the outside,
I feel like a million bucks.
The real image is making sure minds are mended.
Slow down and like really take care of my mental health.
And that's his peace of mind.
And this morning, kudos to Laquan for sharing with us, because honestly, unpacking something like this is not always easy, but it's necessary. Mental illness is real. It affects all of us, whether or not we choose to talk about it. Dr. Palmer told me the more and more we keep this conversation going, the more we begin to shatter that stigma. So this morning, we're talking about it.
Yeah, and I feel like the stigma is shifting a bit. I mean, looking at Facebook even,
yeah,
I see more and more of my friends saying, I went to therapy today. It's benefiting me and encouraging others to do the same.
Absolutely. Dr. Palmer said when COVID hit, he noticed that more and more people were coming and just admitting we need help when it comes to our minds. So that is so true. We're seeing that more and more often. People are just saying, hey, I need help. And there's nothing wrong with that.
And the access is there too now, is being able to do it from home. Therapy is a lot more accessible because you can just Zoom and find someone that way too.
Really good point. So let's talk about it. It's nothing wrong. We get everything else checked out with our bodies, but so often we forget to get our minds checked out. So we got to keep that in
mind. Great point there, and an important story as well. Justin, thank you so much. We appreciate it.